And now, today's word.
Today, I'm teaching on the subject, pray believing. Pray believing. And this prayer is based on the fact that believing and prayer go hand in hand. We believe and we pray. And my teaching is based on Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Jesus made these comments after his disciples wondered why the words he had spoken to a fig tree had come to pass. And he used the occasion to teach on the relationship between faith and prayer. And so we go to Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. In verse 23, Jesus Christ had spoken about the relationship between faith and the words we speak. And he said that if you speak to a mountain, be removed, it shall remove. But then in verse 24, he's talking about the relationship between faith and prayer, or believing and prayer. Now, when you consider the season we are in, we are in a season of prayer and fasting, and fasting is important. Fasting intensifies our prayer. It doesn't empower our prayer, it intensifies our prayer, but faith powers our prayer. So fasting creates intensity for our prayer. So when we fast, we're telling God we are serious about what we are talking about. That's why we are fasting. We are serious about what we are doing. This is important to us. It's so important that I'm fasting about it. It shows seriousness, intensity. But the power that drives everything is faith. So if it's only about prayer and intensity, we're doing it with fasting. But faith is the power that drives it all. That's why you cannot just fast and pray without faith. Because if you do that, you are talking intensely, but there is nothing driving your prayer. So we're going to examine the verse we read, Mark chapter 11, verse 24, and I'm going to teach entirely based on that verse. And when we look at the verse, there are four important verbs that Jesus used in the verse. Four important verbs. A verb is a doing word. That's what my primary school teacher told me. A verb is a doing word. In other words, a verb is a word that talks about doing something. It doesn't describe something. It tells you to do something, or it talks about something being done. And there are four of the verbs that Jesus used in the passage. The first one is the word pray. Pray is a verb. It means to ask God for something. And Jesus linked prayer with another verb, ask. Both ask and prayer are verbs. It's about doing something. So prayer is about asking. But specifically, it is about asking that is directed to God. So when I pray, I'm asking for something. But that asking is directed to God. Now, we do a lot of asking in our lives. There are things, if you're married, you ask your wife or your husband. There are things you ask your children. Children, have you found it? And they all keep quiet and nobody responds. You're asking, the asking is directed to your children. If you work in a place, you ask your boss, you ask your colleague. But when we pray, we're asking, but the person we are asking is God. We're not asking ourselves, we're not asking our friends, we're asking God. And we're not asking the universe. These days I hear a lot of nonsense about it, and people say things that the universe will do it for you, and the universe will bless you. The universe has no capacity to bless you because the universe has no emotion and has no feeling and has no power. The universe is created by God. And don't buy into all that New Age nonsense and the universe will do it for you and the universe will bless you, because it is a people's convenient way to replace the creator with the creation. So instead of talking about the creator God, we talk about his creation and give the power to his creation. Christians must be too smart to buy into that fallacy. We don't talk about the universe. We don't pray to the universe. We don't talk into the air. When we pray to God. We pray to God. We ask God. And that's why when we're praying, we have to pay attention. Can you imagine if you decide that, you know, let's say you say to me, Pastor, oh, I want to come and see you. And I said, sure, come and see me. And so, when should I come? I said, come and see me so and so, maybe Tuesday, come and see me at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, oh, yeah, Pastor, I'll come. And I have a lot of things I want to discuss with you. I said, sure, come and see me 1 o'clock. There you are, 1 o'clock, you come. So you come to my office to come and see me, to ask me for something. And then you start talking to me and you are playing on your phone. Do you think I'm going to pay attention to you? Because you are asking me, but your mind is not on me. Your mind is on something else. Or you are asking me, and whilst you're telling, oh, Pastor, I'm here to talk to you about something. You know, I want to ask you, your eyes are on the ceiling. No. So although you are asking me, you are not focused on me. And that's what some of us do in prayer. We are praying, we are asking God, but as we're praying, we are playing on our phone, we are talking about something else, we are trying to answer something, we are listening to something on the phone. And people think once you are mouthing a prayer, it is towards God. No, you have to be aware and be concentrated and focused in your prayer. And that's why Jesus says, when you're praying, you go into a place and shut yourself in and focus on what you're doing. And these days, you know, and I've been very critical of it. I see a lot of young people do it, and they think they are powerful prayer people. They're praying and they're going, and they're doing it in such a rhythmic voice and all of that. And God is out of their mind. They are making noise. They are making a request. But the question is, to whom? If it is to God, then you must concentrate. Your mind must be on him. So prayer is towards God, but prayer must be concentrated. Prayer that is towards God or to God must be specific and scriptural. Jesus said to them, whatever things, when we pray, we're talking about things. We're talking about situations. We're talking about things. Prayer is not in generality. Oh, God, if you do it, I'll be happy. Do what? And sometimes people pray very vague prayer. But prayer, if it's going to be effective, must be specific and it must be scriptural. When we say scriptural, we are saying that it is according to God's word. Not according to what you think, but according to God's word. It must be specific and scriptural. So every prayer must be towards God, and it must be specific, and it must be scriptural. It is not for nothing that throughout the Bible, especially with Jesus, he would ask people for specific things. Jesus saw an obviously blind man come to him and say, help me, have mercy on me. Now, if I saw a blind man coming to me and say, help me, have mercy on me, I will assume that he wants me to do something about his eyes. But Jesus didn't assume. He asked that obviously blind man, what do you want? Because maybe he's blind, but he doesn't want money. Maybe when he says, help me, he means I need money. Maybe when he says, help me, he says, apart from being blind, I have some other disease I want you to deal with. Or help me to go and deal with my mother-in-law who is worrying me at home. Whatever it is, Jesus says, what do you want? And the man said, that I might see. Prayer must be specific. You don't pray to God in generalities. You have to voice your specific request before the Lord. So that's the first thing Jesus says we do. When you pray, or when you ask praying, the second verb in that passage is the verb believing, 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 or believe, believing. It means to trust that God is able. Believing is about exercising active faith in God. It is about faith that is made to work. And believing is critical to prayer. You cannot just pray without believing, and you cannot just believe without praying. The two are married. They are joined together. When you pray believing, we must believe before we pray. We must believe when we pray. We must believe after we pray. And believing is based on how well we know God. Believing is based on how well we know God. Believing simply means I trust God. It's based on how well we know God. And how well we know God is based on how well we know what the Bible says about God. Because the Bible is what reveals who God is. We don't know God by our feelings. We don't know God by ancestral worship. We don't know God by even what the pastor says. We know God based on how he has revealed himself in the Bible. So when we read in the Bible, then we know who God is. So the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So if a person is going to pray believing, what does it mean? It means that they know something about God and they trust it. A person who believes is the one who is assured of God's character, because our prayer, our believing is based on God's character. If you're going to believe, you have to be assured of God's character. Believing is accepting that God is who the Bible says he is. So the Bible says God is good. Do you believe? Do you accept he's good? If you accept he's good, then your prayer is going to be based on faith. God is kind. God is faithful. God is right at all times. God is not far from me. God watches over me. God is my provider. God is my deliverer. God is able. And our prayer is based on that. So, for example, if I'm praying and something bad has happened to me, and I'm praying, I say, God, look at my trouble, oh Lord. Oh Lord, look at how the world, the people have treated me. I don't even know what to do, oh God. I don't know what to do, oh God. And you're crying out because people feel that if they become more pitiful, then their prayer is more powerful. So you're expressing, but that prayer, it's not going to be take you anywhere. Why? Because it does not have an assurance of God's character in it. Because God is good. So if God is good, then anytime I pray and something bad has happened to me, I have to trust that because God is good, something good is going to come out of the situation. The Bible says all things work together for good for those who love God. Why? It's not because your prayer is powerful, because God is good. And because he is good, good things will happen to me. And so when I pray, because bad things are happening to me, I trust God's goodness that he will turn it for my good. God is kind. God is a deliverer. So when I fall into a trap, and I pray, I say, Lord, I know you'll deliver me. It's not just me saying something. It is God's character to deliver. And because he's a deliverer, I don't pray desperately. Christian prayers are based on the assurance of God's character. Pagan prayers are based on the struggle of the petitioner. When people don't know God, or in pagan prayers, you immolate yourself, you hurt yourself in your prayer. You have to roll on the floor one way or the other. You have to hurt yourself, scrub yourself, do something for the God to know that you are suffering. And because of your suffering, he does something because you are crying. Look at me. Tears in my eyes. Tears in your eye doesn't solve anything. It doesn't answer prayer. What answers prayer is the character of God. It's not the pitifulness of your situation. It's for you to say, God is good. God is merciful. God is kind. And because of that, when I bring a petition to him, because of who he is, I believe he will act in correspondence with his character. God does not heal because you are sick and because your sickness is painful. It's painful and it's understandable, but God heals because he is a healer. So instead of talking about, Lord, look at how I'm suffering. Look at me, oh God. Look at me, oh God. Look at me, oh God. And these days people think if you can pray and make your case bad, oh God, look at me. Lord, look at me. I'm dying, oh God. I'm dying, oh God. Die? But because he's a healer, you say, Lord, look at what is happening to me, but I trust you that you are the healer. And because you are the healer, I believe that this request is coming to the healer. Because many times our prayers are a demonstration of unbelief in God. You may pray for long, but it's all prayer of unbelief. Prayer is not answered because of how long it is, how desperate it is. Prayer is answered because of who God is. At the back of your faith is who God is. And because of who he is, and because we trust who he is, he does who he is. Are you following me? Because these days you go to prayer meeting, radie, radie, humimobo, radie, 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 misrawo, radie, radie. It's nice, it's poetic, it's nice Ghanaian prayer. But it's going nowhere. Because all the radie, radie, humimobo, radie, 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 it's underneath it is you don't trust him. You don't trust him. Because, I mean, it's like your child comes to you. Daddy, daddy, please pay my fees, 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 pay my fees. Everywhere you go, daddy, pay my fees, daddy, pay my fees, daddy, pay my fees. And you turn to your son and say, I say, I am able to pay your fees. I have enough money. Do you trust I have the money? Daddy, pay my fees, pay my fees, pay my fees, pay my fees, pay my fees. I ask, pay my fees, oh, pay my fees. That is not believing. That is doubting. And you feel that you must harass him enough to do something for you because it is not in his character to pay fees. And please, your heavenly father is not your earthly father. It is in his character to be good to you. It is in his character to favor you. It is in his character to heal you. So when you talk to him about your problems, underneath or beneath that is his character. And that's what Jesus says. When you pray, believe. Believe what? That God is who he says he is. It's his character that answers our prayer, not our desperation. That's the second verb that Jesus uses. The third one is the verb receive. When you pray, believing that you receive, believing that you receive, believing that you receive. What does it mean to receive? It means to consider that God has done it. Receiving is as important as asking. We ask by faith. we receive by faith. That means after I've asked God for something, I must trust that God has done it. And this is the most difficult part of prayer. It means we consider God has done it even though nothing has happened and nothing has changed. Obviously, things are as they are or worse, but you must believe that God has done it. That's why I say, believing that you receive. Believing that you receive. We ask by faith, we receive by faith. Receiving happens immediately after you pray. So when I pray, I must believe that at the time I'm praying, I have received. How do I show that I believe I have received? We do it with thanksgiving. We are thankful before we see the answer to prayer. So you say, Lord, I ask you to do so and so for me. I believe you are a faithful God. Your promises are true. Your nature is true. Your character is true. And based on that, I believe I have received. How do I know I've received? Now I thank you. Although I have seen nothing, I thank you because I know you have done it. Many times, you know, we pray. And I like people who pray. But we have to learn to pray right. Biblically, according from Jesus' point of view, not from your point of view. He says you must believe that you receive. You must believe that you receive. So I don't have it, but I believe I've received. My body is still hurting, but I believe I'm healed. I'm broke, but I believe God has given me the money I asked him for. The gentleman there is quarreling with me big time, but I believe God has made peace with us. Has it happened? No. But I believe I receive. On what basis do I receive? On the basis that God is faithful. Not that the situation has changed, but I trust the character of God so much in this situation that I'm even thanking him in advance while the situation is getting worse. You know, many times there is a place for praying about something over and over again. But there is also a place for praying about something once and believing thereafter and thanking God thereafter. So I present a request to God. I believe he has heard me. I believe I receive. So from now onwards, I thank him for it. I don't go back to litigate the situation with God again because he has received my petition. He is working on it. He is a faithful God. His word says that about him. I don't have any evidence. I haven't seen anything. I would be tempted to go and open the case again. But I said, well, the great judge has heard it and he's going to adjudicate. And so I don't need to go to court on this case again. I just thank him that he who hears and he who answers has done it. And in my thanksgiving, I am affirming my belief that the God I spoke to is working on my situation. Prayer is not just about mouthing words. It's not just about throwing words in the sky and saying in Jesus' name. Prayer is precise and specific. And we have to get to the place in our lives where we see more answers to prayer in our lives. And the way to do that is we start praying scripturally, not emotionally. Scripturally. Scripturally. So, the first one, pray. Second, believe. Believe what? Believe that you receive. And then the final one, Jesus said, the final verb, have. Have. It says, and you shall have it. To have is to obtain the manifestation of what God has done. Have is when you are holding the thing in your hand. When you receive, you have nothing. When you receive, there is nothing. But when you have it, you have something. But he says, for you to have it, you must first receive it. If you don't receive it, you will not have it. You know, many times we pray for a long time when we don't have it, and you wonder, why is it not happening? It's because you haven't received it. You haven't received it. You have to receive it. You have to consider that God has done it, and you have to thank him for it and stand in thankfulness, rejoicing in him. Then you will have it. Now, the have it is what all of us are looking for. It's when you say, now I can testify. But before you have it, you have to receive it. Then you have it. You obtain the manifestation of what God has done. Receiving is spiritual. Having is physical. I receive spiritually. I have it physically. I receive it spiritually. I have it physically. What I pray and receive, I can't show to you. The only way I can show to you is that I'm thanking God. But what I pray, I receive, and have, I can show you. This is the answer that God gave me. But before I reach having, I must receive. And before I receive, I must believe. And before I believe, I must pray. That's what Jesus is telling us. So you pray, you believe, you receive, you have it. You pray, you believe, you receive, you have it. You pray, you believe, you receive, you have it. Now, sometimes when we pray, we go through difficulty because the pressure of the situation persists. And I don't know about you, it looks like that when you start praying, that's when the situation says, now wait and see. I'll show you Pepe. The situation is getting worse. And when that happens, the temptation is for you to not trust God again. So you start going place to place, go to place to place, go to place to place. Now pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. You too, pray for me. You too, pray for me. You too, pray for me. And sometimes, you know, people are announcing, they think the more people are praying, the more it will be heard. That's not how it works. Putting your prayer request on a WhatsApp prayer page is nice, but it doesn't guarantee anything. Just because your WhatsApp group is praying for you doesn't mean it's going to be answered, because most of the people praying have no faith, have no receive, and some are happy you have the problem. Jesus didn't say when you have a request, take it to the WhatsApp prayer group. No. He says, go to your closet. Me and God. God, you said in your word, so and so. I believe in your word. This is my need. I pray to you, Lord, do this for me. And I believe you are able to do it. And I believe you have already done it. So I thank you for it. And in the meantime, between whilst I'm receiving and thanking and having it, my mind is being buffeted. The situation is getting worse, but I refuse to doubt you. I refuse to shake. I still stand that you are true, that your mercies endure forever, that you are good to me. So, Lord, I stand where I stand. I am not shifting my position because I know who you are. And I will have it. But if at that time, now you see somebody, hey, my situation, have you heard my situation? Pray for me, oh. It's bad, very bad. I even told Pastor Otabo to pray. He's been praying. I don't even know what is happening. And the elders are praying, the pastors are praying. But you to add your prayer, because Ghanaians, we be that. We always feel that multitude does it. We think if you can get many people to do it, there are things that you need a lot of people involved, but not this one. Then now everybody who went to secondary school with you on your school platform knows you have a problem. They are, oh, we are praying for you. They are not doing anything. Some of them, if they had the chance, they would say, Lord, squeeze him. Squeeze him. The way he squeezed me, this boy, he was laughing at me when my case came. Lord, show him pepper. He's your prayer warrior. Supposed to be your prayer warrior. Radice nyansa. Se nyansa. Onsia nyansa. That's what your prayer partners are praying for. Go to your closet. Pick God's word. Meditate on his faithfulness. Meditate on his character. Stay on who he is, not how you feel. And he says, if you have it, if you do that, you believe, you receive, you have it.